Trust in the Lord. Shall be his contract. Thank you. all the leaders of God, truly are human beings. All we can see through the cause. Because sin is the cause of the man. Ultimately, sin is the cause of the man. Sin is what brought about the fall of man. It brought man to all of God's creation. We studied before that all of nature has partaken of the fall. All of nature is under the curse of the fall because of man's sin. Because of man's sin. Because of man's sin. So, yes, these natural disasters are human caused in that sense. But the problem is not our air pollution, the problem is our world pollution. It's not the fact that we're burning fossil fuels, it's the fact that we're still people overall that's in rebellion against the world government, and unbelieving people, and unbelieving nation. And our nation is becoming more unbelieving all the time. In Matthew 24, if you have your Bible, I'd like to read a couple of verses here. When the disciples ask him about the end of the world and the signs of the coming of verse 3, he says that the people are going to have to see you. He talks about things that will occur, the false Christ. He speaks about the false prophets. He says in verse 6, you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. Don't be troubled. All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet, not quite. Wars and rumors of wars, saber rattling all over the world, escalating violence between nations and so on. He says, verse 7, nations shall rise against nations, kingdom against kingdom. Then he speaks about what we refer to as natural disasters. There'll be famine and pestilence and earthquakes. And, I wrote under that, the hurricanes and tornadoes and in valley places, all over the place. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And the word sorrows there is the word firsthand that has to do with the woman and labor. A woman has birth pains, it's a signal of imminent deliverance. Once that starts, once the birth pains begin, you know the show is back on the road. You wait a long time for that show to go on the road, a long time, and the expectant never thinks that it's never going to get here. And it's never going to arrive, but then the birth pains begin. To begin, that show is going on the road, and the rest is beginning. Nothing stops that. The Bible speaks about the coming of the Lord, of the King of the world, as firsthand, as Alice the first one. The nearer you get to the delivery, the more intense the birth pains become. The more severe and the closer you get. The more intense and the closer you get. The nation's insurance company that carefully monitors statistics like this has noted that these catastrophic events, which are billion-dollar events, billion-dollars in losses and claims and so forth, are happening with twice the frequency of this one. That's true. When the white saints showed up, and all the reasons why, these things are happening more frequently than ever before, and not only are they more frequent, but they're worse than ever. The storms are worsening. And what is that? It's the birth pains. They're more frequent, they're more severe. They're closer together, and they're stronger than before. It's the birth pains. From what I see, and from what I read, and from what I in my spirit recognize, I believe we have entered into an intense phase of the birth pains. It's no longer longer the quantity of more, and that they were hopefully going to get there to keep the length of time of every 2 minutes and so forth. We're now in a much more intense city. In fact, I really believe that sometime in the last couple of years, 2 years into a whole new structure, there's a feeling, for us, we look at everything from a consumer perspective, but worldwide, things begin to change a few years back. Worldwide, all over the world. But the last couple of years in particular, 2011 was a record breaker, like anything in the world has ever seen. Something changed. You know, when we wait for those babies to come, we were four, and I still remember like it was today. I remember we were. I was basically saying, okay, well, how far along is this? They always talk about how far it takes. You know, they're all like, he's six, or he's five, or he's two, or he's one. The parents can see him really close, but he just won't show me what it takes. When he gets to 10, he's telling me, he goes, yes. And I don't know, I believe if I was going to put a number where we are right now, I would say we're somewhere around at 8. And you know, you can go from 8 to 10 in less than an hour. In fact, you can go from 8 to 10 in less than an hour. Look, if I was personally going to set a number on where we were, I'd say we were around at 8. I really believe it, looking at everything that's going on. Look, when you've got some secular writers looking at the phenomenon in the world and saying, hey, what's going on? What's happening with the West? Why is this going so deep? I do believe we are all the reasons of the world, but we have no discernment as a nation. And there's a scarcity of prophets who are telling our nation what's going on, giving them the spiritual. In spiritual insight, I wonder if you try to think of the opposite. But once we start getting into these intense stages of delivery, nothing in the world is going to stop thinking about God. And of course, all the other times that the Lord speaks to us here, they fall into place. The false Christ, the false prophet, the Lord, the image of the Lord, and so on. Notice what it says in this passage he talks about. Many shall be offended. Many shall be offended. And shall betray one another, hate one another. The idea of being offended is to be sick of something. They will come. They will. It means some are going to fall away. They're going to give up. They're going to shrug their shoulders and despair and walk away. Many will be caused to stumble. There will be multitudes, the Bible says, that will see there will be former believers, former followers of the Lord. People who once followed and now don't. Poor brother, international team, do you think that's hard to do? Do you think it's Thank you.
promise, and all the throne of Jerusalem, the Lord's throne of Israel, how can I say? How come I lost my wisdom? How come I'm getting my heart so pierced? How come I'm just loving God so much? How come I'm going to be here? I tell you that in the history of Christianity, Christians never at any time, throughout the history of Christianity, they never at any time believed that they were supposed to be exempt from the trials and troubles of life. I hope you have ever received that. Never in the history of Christianity, never in the history, Christians believed that they were supposed to be exempt from the trials, troubles, afflictions, destruction, tribulations of life. They never believed that ever at any time. Until now. Until now. Until the last couple of days. Because now, we have a new kind of Christianity, this Americanized version of Christianity. For the Bible says we will be saved. The Lord will deliver them out of them all. I want to take a few verses today. I don't know if we're going to share with you that you have heard before, probably, but I think we need to be reminded from time to time. Let's look at this Acts chapter 14 and verse 22. Paul is meeting with the Christians, the leaders in Antioch, and he is going to exhort them as he prepares to depart. Let's look at verse 8, Acts 14, 22. Confirming the souls of the disciples. Confirming means to strengthen them, to strengthen them, and exhorting them to continue in the faith. Continue in the faith. We must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of heaven. Paul never gave him an inkling of an idea that because you're a believer in the Lord, you are going to be exempt from the troubles, trials, tribulations, destruction, and afflictions that the rest of the world is. You get a pass because you believe in Christ. Lord, you do not get a pass. You do not get a pass. They were never told that they would get a pass. In fact, they were told that they would pass through the fire, and the Lord would be with them. You go through the flood, but they would not overflow you. He said he'd be with us through those times of troubles and trials. In fact, here's what Paul the Apostle did with the churches at the end. He prepared them for trouble. He prepared them for hardship, for trial, for distress, for persecution, for affliction. He prepared them. He said, it's just a day. And when it comes, First Thessalonians chapter 5. I'd like to turn to the First Thessalonians chapter 5. If you have a Bible, you can read it out. First Thessalonians chapter 3. These are verses we have to remind ourselves of from time to time. First Thessalonians 3. Verse 3. Of the faith. In verse 2, that he sent Timothy, our brother, and minister of God, our fellow laborer in the gospel, to establish you and comfort you concerning your faith. And there's a reason that we need to be established and comforted, because that no man should be moved by these afflictions. Don't be moved by them. Don't be shaken by them. Don't be caused to stumble by them. Don't apostatize, turn away from the faith by these afflictions. Don't be moved by them, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. Don't be moved by these trials. You're going to go through. Your appointment thereunto, yes. You know the kind of verse in 26 of this day. We have been destined for this. We have been destined. We've been destined for what?
Come on!
Verse 4. For those whom we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation. Even as it came to pass, and you know, trials of our lot. That tribulation, they are punishment for us. Because you get no increment in the Bible that Christians go past. That if you live in a prayer, that you won't go through this stuff. People who suffer trouble, trial, tribulation, sickness, distress, they just don't have any faith. This is the Bible says, trials are unavoidable. It doesn't happen for us. How come? Why are these wrong things? How come people from the other world have ever prayed before and are still going through this? You have a job. If you have it, you are a place. Trials, trouble, tribulation, distress, adversity, affliction. They are praying for us as well. My manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long suffering, my anxiety, my patience, my or fact that no means are we to do this in the world, but the nation told us that we can do. The problem is that now, in trials come, and in wisdom, afflictions come, troubles, distresses, adversities. It's so out of character with what people have been taught to expect. The trials cause us to stumble. Remember, that's my whole point. Many will stumble, Jesus said in the last chapter. They're going to be caused to stumble. And what's causing us to stumble? The church. The fact is that trouble, trial, distress, persecution, is not. They're telling everybody in the public, look, we are reaching the world. We are reaching the world through this and money, and they are reaching the world, but not with the Christ and the Bible. With a false Christ, false views, false theology, false expectations, and false salvation. That's why Jesus talked about the last days and the crucifixion of the birth of multitudes who will fall away. That's the first thing in chapter 2, verse 3. Paul says the same thing, my words have affected that. He says that in the last days there will be a falling away. That's what Paul's up falling away. And that's what the first thing in theology calls the great apostasy. The great apostasy. Multitudes falling away. No longer trusting Christians. You know, Jesus said it. You tell people that just by, I guess, thinking a certain way or denying certain things and so on, that they're going to be in trial and trouble. And you're not going to be in trial and trouble. When they turn away from God, you know, they say the Bible is not true. And it's not the Bible that wasn't true, it's what they were taught. What they heard, but they were pissed, the novelty that they bought into that word. Don't follow me so far. Just like the people who followed Paul's teaching, and they were teaching, making his predictions about the end of the world, the rapture come on a particular day. They looked at me who's really followers afterwards, and some of them said, well, you know, you can't believe the Bible after all. But it's not the Bible that was at fault. It was making particular promises of people who follow the Spirit. They were following the Bible, they follow the Spirit, and they get led astray, or hear what the Bible says. That's the first time to testify in the last verse. Not only will weather phenomena, weather catastrophes, but more intense, it will be more fierce. Coming, the first things are closer together, and they get a lot stronger. A lot stronger. The Bible says, you will be a follower. You will be a leader. The fact is also, you will be a leader. But every contraption, that every one of us, whether phenomenal, of course, to deliver. Jesus Of those that are good. they are betrayers, untrustworthy, and you will stand in the back of the kingdom. Pray, and you will discover self-will. Next time, high-minded, you see comfort, and you will know it all. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, a form of godliness, you know, an outward show of godliness, an outward show of religion. Outward, but inwardly, the bankrupt and spiritually hidden. But denying the power thereof, they don't have Christ, they don't have Christ. They don't have religion, that's what they are. I'll give that several steps also. So, how are we looking on our deep know also? You get on the checklist. I think we've arrived. In the last days, I think we're here. I think all we have to do really is just connect the dots. I mean, let's connect the dots. Here's what the Lord said we'd do like in the last days. We've got the false prophets, we've got the false messiahs, we've got the false religion. We've got the blasphemers, we've got the wars, the rumors of wars, we've got the weather phenomena, we've got all of the things we can hear what's going to befall, what mankind will become like. Of our long suffering, the doctrine, or the time will come when they will not listen to sound doctrine. But after their own life, shall they teach themselves to teach the Father to the Lord, and then return away their will from the truth and return to the Father. Look where God was born. But he turned to me. They'll follow truth, they'll follow stories, stories to them. Sometimes trials will bring about a change in our direction. Or, you know, going to help you. And so the storm comes to the rescue. Here's one last thought I want to leave you with. As you see this here again, they remind us that this is a covenant. So no matter how blessed you are, and you are blessed, you are blessed. The Lord will never, he will never allow us to become sick. Never allow us to get the confidence that we will not long be able to do. This is what the Holy Spirit has done in the hearts of your Christ. And so, let us come to the end of the day. This will be the end. This will be the end. And while you have blessed this matter, if you look at Melody, but I don't believe the Lord will ever allow any of his true followers to become so rich that he will have to go to the world, or to become so comfortable in this world that he will no longer want to be a part of it. So the Lord will always provide for us. He is always going to continue to do what he wants us to do. He is totally dependent on us. Also, he'll never let you get too tired. So that you can do what the Jesus is going to do. Take my knees. Be patient to know, because I've got enough data for many years. Why do I need to close? I'm so comfortable here. Well, Father, I pray that you would comfort and encourage us all. Lord, you have many among us, many of our neighbors and those nearby, Lord, who are suffering during this time, a time of loss and suffering. Remember that we live in a fallen and broken world, and that troubles and trials will come. The Lord will see us through that. Help us.